Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Buffalo Field Campaign Update from the Field. It has been a very long and brutal winter for those of us on the front lines of this struggle. We've witnessed the capture of 233 buffalo and the slaughter of 171 in the last 6 months. Current hazing operations have tremendous impacts on the ecosystem. Newborn calves and pregnant cows are among the bison that are relentlessly pursued by the agents. The operations affect all wild species in the area, including bald eagles, sandhill cranes, blue herons, grizzly bears, and wolves, in addition to the bison. Buffalo Field Campaign volunteers have videotaped every capture operation this season and recorded many incidents of abuse. Buffalo were routinely chased through barbed wire fences, slammed into the steel gates of the trap, and mistreated in confinement. One injured buffalo who refused to move through the trap was beaten for more than 15 minutes with a 2x4 and a shovel. Another buffalo suffered a broken leg during a capture operation. Many pregnant cows have been hazed and captured, and one even gave stress-induced birth inside the Duck Creek trap. Hazing will likely continue until Wednesday, May 15th. The agency has announced that it will have no tolerance for buffalo outside the park after that date and will probably resume its policy of killing all buffalo. The April slaughter has brought this year's death toll to above 170, the most buffalo killed since 1997, when 1,083 were killed. 20 Buffalo Field Campaign volunteers have been arrested, some for performing acts of civil disobedience, others as part of an increasing campaign of persecution and intimidation at the hands of law enforcement officers. The Department of Livestock justifies the current hazing and slaughter on brucellosis, despite the fact that there has never been a documented case of transmission from wild bison to livestock. Elk and other species also carry the disease, but they are not targeted as the buffalo are. The slaughter is no more than a range war, or more accurately, a massacre being waged by Montana's powerful livestock industry, which doesn't want to share the public lands with buffalo. Montana has slaughtered more than 3,000 buffalo in the past 2 decades. The Buffalo Field Campaign are looking for volunteers with a love of the Yellowstone ecosystem to be part of our Yellowstone Park tabling team. Volunteers live in our cabin on Hebgen Lake and share outreach and tabling responsibilities with other volunteers. Volunteers will also have plenty of free time to explore Yellowstone and the surrounding environs on their own. Room and board, as well as some monetary compensation, are provided. We would like to lessen our dependence on gasoline and start making our own vegetable oil-based biodiesel fuel. We are looking for a small diesel car or truck for summer outreach and tabling. If you have such a vehicle and would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to the Buffalo Field Campaign, please consider it. Call 406-646-0070, that's 406-646-0070, or email buffalo@wildrockies.org, that's buffalo@wildrockies.org. Logging halted in roadless Tongass regions. U.S. District Court Judge James Singleton Jr. has ordered a halt to all roadless area timber sales in Alaska's Tongass National Forest that were approved in the last 3 years, as well as any new roadless area sales. The sales are barred until a public process to evaluate roadless areas for potential wilderness designation is completed. The Tongass is a coastal rainforest with centuries-old trees providing habitat for wolves, bears, salmon, bald eagle, and other wildlife that have disappeared in most other regions of the country. Parts of the Tongass have been logged for decades, but there are other areas that are still pristine. The roadless area conservation rule issued under the Clinton administration would have protected roadless areas of the Tongass from logging and road building, but the Bush administration has prevented the rule from taking effect. The public recognizes the value of these pristine areas. Over 2 million Americans commented on the roadless rule, the vast majority advocating strong protections for wild areas in the Tongass, said Pat Vizart of the Sitka Conservation Society. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it depends on